Now, Billericay Food Bank and the Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay have come together to present a benefit Cayley this Saturday at Canon Roach Pastoral Centre. Come along and dance to the St George Barn Dance Band with caller Julian Wybra, and that's from 7:30 to 10:30, and tickets are £10. Take along your own drinks and nibbles. And I'm pleased to welcome two friends of mine to tell us all about it. It's Jim Rose and Steve Jordan from Billericay Food Bank. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Thanks for coming in today. Welcome to Phoenix. Before we go on to talk about the Cayley, let's find out a bit about Billericay Food Bank. Jim, I know you've been involved with the food bank for several years. How did you get involved in all that?
Well, Bob, like a lot of people, when I retired, I wanted to do something more local, more involved with the local community. And I was already a bit involved with the local church, St John's, in Outwood Common. And we did a small survey of the area. Nothing very scientific, but we knocked on a few doors and asked people what they thought would be a useful resource in the community. And food bank came top of the list.
Okay.
So that's what we did. Yeah. We visited other local food banks and got some ideas. But we wanted the Billericay Food Bank, which, although it was based in Outwood Common at that time, we always wanted it to be for the whole town and involve the whole community.
Right, yeah.
And so that's we started off in a very small way, and we did want it to be a bit different to some food banks, that we wanted to have a clear set of values. So we wanted it to be easy to access.
Okay.
We wanted to offer a friendly welcome, and we wanted to make it easy for people to be able to get food,
yeah.
Non-bureaucratic being one of our key values, and non-judgmental.
Of course.
So we weren't asking people to provide vouchers or to give proof of benefits or anything like that.
Yeah. I think it was quite small when it started, didn't it? But I bet you've noticed a lot of changes over recent years, particularly, and also now, particularly with demand for help, I expect.
Oh, absolutely. When we started, which was through 2018, we did a bit of a pilot, and so we started in a very small way. And if I remember rightly, Bob, you were one of our first volunteers, part of that early team.
Yeah, I came along just to get in the way, really, at that time.
Well, you did that pretty well, and anyway, it was great to have you at that time. But it was quite small, and we were around 15 households, as we talk about the people who we help. Yeah. And people came to the church and got their food and other items that we were able to help with on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And then, of course, came the dreaded COVID and lockdown.
Yeah.
And we saw an enormous increase in demand, obviously, as people were facing the particular hardships that COVID brought. But on the other hand, we saw a fantastic response from the local community,
yeah.
Both in terms of volunteers and also in terms of the kind of donations that people were bringing to us. And lots of local businesses. I must mention the Billericay Town Football Club, who were a fantastic support,
excellent.
Particularly during that time.
Yeah.
And other local businesses and social community groups got involved. And again, I must mention the street pastors, who came and really helped us to organise and get ourselves geared up to meet the increasing demands that we were facing.
Yeah.
And we grew to the point where we realised that actually St John's was no longer, the cupboard that we had at St John's was no longer going to be big enough for us. So we found and moved to premises in the High Street, which is where we're based now. So talking about the numbers, although the numbers don't tell the whole story, I always like to talk about the stories of the people that we help. But in terms of numbers, we were helping around 20 households, perhaps, at the start of COVID. And this week, we're heading towards our record number of 114, was the last number
goodness
I saw,
me, yeah.
Of households.
Yeah.
that's individuals and families of different sizes who will be helped by the food bank this Thursday.
Yeah, and it's is it right across the board, all sorts of different types of people and sort of earnings and that kind of thing?
It's very interesting to look at the profile of the people who are looking for our help. Certainly some people are those who are affected short term by the effects of temporary loss of employment or illness, and we help them over a period of time whilst they are in need of that extra support. But there are other people who have lots of different difficulties and problems, who struggle, some of whom struggle to cope with mental health, with issues that they face in their lives, and they need a bit more, a bit longer support. And that, again, was one of the things that we wanted to make our food bank able to respond to people's longer-term needs. So we don't operate, you only can get 6 weeks or 3 weeks of food. We try and help for as long as the problem persists or as long as we've got food that is being donated to us, we give it out. It's pretty simple, really.
And it's not only local individuals who donate. There are some small businesses as well and bigger businesses that help out.
Yes, there's a number of small businesses, and also the supermarket. I must mention the local supermarkets who are very supportive, who give us space so that we have donation boxes in a number of those local supermarkets. And they support us in all sorts of different ways. But businesses, community groups, the Rotary, Lions, Round Table, those sorts of groups, Women's Institute. I mean, it's become a real community activity, both from the point of view of of those sorts of organisations, but the many individuals who give their time and who find being a volunteer with the food bank worthwhile, rewarding, and also quite a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yes. I was just about to mention the volunteers. You couldn't do any of it without the volunteer help, could you?
No, it's entirely a volunteer enterprise, really. And the way that people give their time, devote their sort of energy and use their skills, really, to help us, it's quite a remarkable story.
Right. Well, I was going to shout out a few of the names that I know from the food bank, but then you run in the danger of missing somebody out, aren't you? So we'll just be general and just say well done to everybody from the food bank. And of course, with the current cost of living crisis, it can only get worse at the moment, can't it? So thank goodness you're there doing that great work.
I think we see that trend is sort of going up, if that's the that's the term. It's certainly the demand is increasing, and so that's causing us to have to think about how we're organised and how we can continue to meet the demand and ensure that people get the range and the quantity of foods that we're able to provide for them.
Sure. So can you give us a rundown of how people can help the food bank, either by donating or perhaps volunteering? Are you looking for more volunteers at the moment?
There are various ways that people support what we do at the food bank. Obviously, donations. People can bring food to our donate, either drop them off in the supermarkets in the boxes provided there, or bring them. We're still at St John's on a Tuesday afternoon. We're at Queen's Park in the community church there on a Friday morning. There's a drop off point at Emmanuel Church on a Monday afternoon. So there's lots of places that people can go and bring, even if it's just a couple of tins, it's greatly appreciated. And just a good thing to be able to do, or to volunteer. We're so fortunate. We have a very large number of people volunteering. I think we've got over 75 on the books. But we're always interested to hear from people who might be interested in coming along and giving some time, helping us to pack or sort or to drive the food to those families that we're helping.
Well, I've done all of those things, and I've found it very rewarding, a very good thing to be doing. Gives you a nice warm feeling. Okay, thanks very much, Jim. We'll turn to Steve now. How are you, Steve?
I'm fine this week, Bob. Thank you very much. Not sure about last week. I felt distinctly under the weather. Couldn't get to see the GP, so I decided to go and visit a complementary therapist.
Oh.
And I got there and she said, "Wow, Steve, you are looking really good today." I said, "Thanks very much." And then she asked me for 30 quid.
Oh dear. A man with material. I didn't expect it to have material. Oh, very good. Well done. Well, on to more serious matters. Billericay Mayflower Morris Men.
Yes.
Or is it the Morris Men of Billericay? Sorry.
No, it's the Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay.
Okay.
And it's strange the way life works. I had a couple of chance encounters about 15 or so months ago, October 2021.
Right.
And the first of them was with Jim, that introduced me to the food bank.
Right.
Where I've been a volunteer packing up food parcels every Thursday morning and working the alternate Wednesday evenings, taking in the deliveries of food that comes in from the supermarkets. And the second chance encounter was with somebody who's a squeeze box player with band for the Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay.
Okay.
And as a result of that, I joined them very much as a novice musician, and I still consider myself to be learning this instrument, which is a melodeon.
Okay.
But, yeah, great. It changed my life. It's had such an impact, both of those occasions.
Excellent. Well, you've brought one in today, and it looks absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Burnished and glowing brightly. It looks very nice.
I've got three melodeons. Right. I wish I could play just one of them, but this is my posh box.
Okay.
It's French made, it's Sauterelle. Would you like me to try and give a visual understanding of this instrument
to your listener? Yeah, briefly, if you don't mind. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if you imagine a piano accordion, well, it's nothing like that.
Right.
But the Irish might call it a button accordion. So it's a wooden box on each end with bellows in between. And the idea is that when the bellows move in and out, they will force air over reeds and it will produce a sound.
Yeah.
And this one is a two-row. And you get two notes off of the same button.
Okay.
And this is the key of G. What it should have been.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is D. And what makes this box a bit more special is that it's got an extra bank of reeds in, so they call it a third voice.
Wow.
So you can tell the difference. But if you might indulge me, I'll try and get through a tune. This is a Morris tune. It's called Step and Fetcher. And let's see if I can get it through note perfect.
Well done.
It's not Step and Fetcher. That's a different tune completely.
Doesn't matter. That's fine.
Into one of my favourite French tunes.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm a bit out of breath, Jim, aren't you?
It's all the dancing.
Yeah, we both got our hankies out and we fleered around the room. That was very nice. Thank you very much, Steve. That's great. So, the Mayflower Morris Men, what sort of events do you perform at?
Well, we try and get involved with any organisation or fate that wants to book us, especially during the summer months.
Yep.
We normally practice every Thursday evening at Mary Magdalene Church in Billericay High Street.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer, we try and dance and play our songs and tunes outside of the local pubs.
Okay.
So it could be that a pub next to where you are will see us performing there during the summer months on a Thursday evening.
Excellent. So are you looking for more people to join in?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Yeah?
Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year.
Right.
The men are of a certain age.
Okay.
We are always looking for new blood, men to dance or men to come along and join our band. Any squeeze box players out there, you'd be very, very welcome to join us.
Great. Okay. And I think it's good exercise as well, isn't it?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to raise your right arm with a pint tankard in full of beer.
I'll part of the role. I'll get practicing. Okay. So how can people get in touch with you if they might be interested?
We've got a Facebook group.
Yep.
Mayflower Morris Men of Billericay. And you can also find us on the internet as well.
Yep. Okay. We'll put a link to that up on the Phoenix FM website later on. As with all this, I'll do a post on the website along with a recording of our chat so you can listen to yourselves back. So that does seem like a bit of an odd mixture, the food bank and the Morris Men. But there's a reason for that, because we're on to the main event now, which is this Saturday, the Cayley in Billericay. Whose idea was this and how did it all come together?
Well, Bob, that was mine.
Excellent.
I'm just so proud to be associated with both the Morris Men and the Billericay Food Bank in particular. Yeah. And I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if I can get a group of people together who want to go and have fun one evening?
Yeah.
With dancing to a live band with a caller who will be issuing the instructions about what you should do, so people that are coming along shouldn't be worried about whether they got two left feet or whether they are going to know how to do it or not. But it just seemed to be such a good idea to raise some additional cash for the food bank activities.
Yeah, having a fun evening as well.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. The emphasis is all about fun.
Yeah.
But the bad news is, for those people who might be thinking about coming along, we've sold out of tickets. We're completely full already.
Oh,
it's
wow.
been so popular. And I imagine it's going to be very much of a successful event.
Yeah.
And if so, I'm thinking possibly we might be able to do it every year or perhaps even twice a year.
Well, that would be a good idea, I think. I'm really pleased for you that you've sold out all the tickets.
Thank
shame
you.
But that no one else could come along to this.
No,
one.
It's a shame. And there aren't any tickets available at the door, I'm afraid. We're limited to 100 or so, because any numbers in excess of that, their people are just going to find it so difficult to dance.
Well,
it won't be enjoyable.
Right. I mean, is there going to be a first aider present? Because once I start, you know, I could end up anywhere. So. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great fun night. And as I say, I'll be there getting in everyone's way. And I'm anticipating a few good laughs. So I hope the night is a great success and you raise lots of lovely money for the food bank, which you must have done already if you sold 100 tickets, which is brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah. So, two lovely fellas doing great work for our local community. That's Jim Rose and Steve Jordan. The benefit, Cayley, this Saturday at Canon Roche Pastoral Centre. And there'll be music and dancing and me making a fool of myself. So if you have booked a ticket and you want to find out more information about that, you can contact Steve, can't you? Do you want to give your email out, or is there another way?
Yes, my email address, I believe, is on the flyer. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's my Latin handle. It's stevusjordanicus@hotmail.com.
There you go.
at one time, I never used to get any spam, but everybody in the world and their dog knows my email address now.
Oh, there you go. Never mind. That's part of the peril of being on the internet, isn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you very much. All the details, all this will be on the Phoenix website later on today. It's been brilliant. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for all the good work that you do, you guys. Well done. Cheers.